Blog Talk Radio.
My Alon Kev and Better Love, and you're listening to the Truth to Power Show, and I'm Beverly, and I also have with me Ray Funchoy, and every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be drumming to raise the vibration, and he came up with this idea, and Ray, thank you for joining us. Tell us, how did you come up with this?
Well, thank you.
And what is the purpose? Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Beverly, for what you do. I was struck with a 5G frequency back in February of last year. And he took me out and really incapacitated me. During that incapacitation, I believe the Creator came and told me to drum every morning, 3 a.m., I awakened, and this particular morning in February, he said, drum. I said, drummer, what do you mean, drum? And he just said, drum, nothing else. And I prayed about it, and then it came to me that our ancestors used the drum to communicate with one another, and they used the drum to communicate with the Creator. And I started calling around and speaking with brothers and sisters that I know who drum, and every one of them agreed that this is great, we need to do this. And it has grown from that day to this day around the world. We have people 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time all over the world who drum, drumming and praying. And we wanted them to drum and pray for divine intervention, which is my prayer, or whatever language, whatever religion, whatever way they worship, to do so at 3 p.m. on Sunday so that we could send a joyful noise into the heavens to ask for help with what's going on this planet right now. And it has resonated and people are doing this. And I'm just so grateful for anyone who picks it up and drums, wherever you are, whatever drum you have. It's a box, if it's a can, if it's a tabletop, to drum and then exercise your God-given right to prayer, because our rights are being taken. And the only way I believe that we can change that is to pray and call in the Holy Spirit, or call in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Creator, to send his warriors, to send his angels to help us at this time. So I'm really grateful that it has taken off, and I believe the change has come. I know that when I speak with my brothers in Ghana and in Cote d'Ivoire, West Africa, and Nigeria, they are doing it. And our Native American community around the United States, the tribes are doing it. They're drumming, and we're joining their drums as well, because they've been drumming. They've been drumming always. And so we're joining with them. They're joining with us. And we're working together, which is what we hope that this will be for all mankind.
Yes, yes. And if anyone want to call in and they want to drum personally, call in to 323-642-1586. That's 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. And you can also participate in the drumming. So we're going to start with some drummings here.
Thank you. come on, come on, come on, come on.
All righty, we're doing our 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time drumming for this Sunday. Ray, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am here.
Okay. Well, we have about 10 minutes left. Did you have anything that you wanted to announce or you wanted to say?
Well, just to thank you and those who called in to your show, and I hope those others who we've passed this word on to call your show as well. We're doing this all over the country, different shows, different people, and, you know, doing the same thing, and that's what's so good about this. We're beginning to unite the mindsets of people who want justice and true freedom. So it's a wonderful thing. It's just a great thing that the Creator is doing because he's bringing us together. And we're just giving all praise to the Creator, all that he's done and all that he's doing. And I also like to just thank not only you, Beverly, but thank Brother Kwame, who's been an inspiration for me during this whole time. You know, a tremendous inspiration, I should say, because when I fell, when I got hit with that 5G, and it is a weapon, you all. So you are, if you don't know it, you need to know. And it incapacitated me. I couldn't talk for a while. I couldn't walk. I'm just beginning to walk better than I was. I mean, I'm not back to myself yet, but I'm on the way. And I know that no weapon formed against us will prosper when we show ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's the way I'm working this thing. And God is just, the Creator is just bringing those like-minded people together. And, you know, it's not my program. It's not my show. It's just that it's all of us. And everybody's involved and included, and just drum wherever you are, wherever you feel. But if you feel the spirit of the Creator, that then use that power that every one of us has. We just have to learn to use it and to take charge of our areas, our families, our communities, and reorganize ourselves. I always preach organization, and you can do that right in your own neighborhood, in your block. You know, and wherever you live, you can begin to teach these children our true history, who we are as a people, and then pull them out of these schools and bring your own, set your own schools up and teach them the truth. And that's on us. That's on us. And we can and we must do that. So I just thank you and anyone who has decided to pick this ball up and run with it. It is really on us, and it's time to continue this.
And now if people want to, I know they can purchase drums, but do you have where people can purchase drums from you or your source?
Yes, we have a gentleman who brings them in from Ghana. I can give you the number. His name is Shango Ra. Is his name. His telephone number is 954-651-4640. That's 954-651-4640. Shango Ra.
Okay.
We have those.
So if anyone like to purchase, go ahead.
Yeah, if there's anybody here that's making them and has them here locally or in the States, we need to know who you are. We need to pass this around. It's for all of us. They just provide us with the djembe. But there are other drums here that we need to know about. We need to know about these drums. I'd like to get the drum majors involved with the marching bands, those drums as well. We need to make a joyful noise. Everybody needs to be involved with this. You have to make such a great noise that the enemy will know that we ain't playing. We're not playing. This is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So they have to get on the right side or get out. This is my attitude. And my prayer is that God would remove them from the planet. We continue to want to create these wars and division and control over the lives of our people. So, you know, that has to be understood as we do this. And then again, I'm not claiming the show. It's all of our show. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's who will.
And thank you for coming, for the Spirit working through you to give you this idea. And we will definitely keep it going. And we'll be back next Sunday at 3:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to continue the drumming. And thank everyone that's listening. Thank you for listening. And better love.
I got one more thing I need to say.
Okay.
That is,
when we started this,
we asked Sister Kim Weston to join us, because she, in my opinion, is an icon in the civil rights movement. She was the second woman to record Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I was fortunate enough to know her back in the 60s and hear her one time. I haven't talked with her since. And this idea came up. I thought about it. I said, that has to be a part of this this move. If we lift every voice and sing, whatever language, whatever prayer you give, give it now. And so she's involved with us, and I hope that this thing will grow and more people will understand it and use those words in their language. Learn it in your language. Learn it in your country. It has a tremendous effect on the people. So just needed to put that in there. God bless you again, and thank you so much.
And thank you. Thank you. All righty. We will continue. We'll be back next Sunday. I was trying to look for Miss Kim Western. Okay, here we go. All right. Thanks, everyone. Better love.
Every voice and sing, children that heaven ring with faith that the dark past has taught.